Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
An exclusive influencer party. It's like a, I've been calling it something privately that I can't call it publicly that I'll have to tell you off the pod.
Okay. Ryan, cut this out.
I want to say, Ryan, bleep it. I've been calling it the
I wish you hadn't told me that.
Hey, you ready to go to the party with me? It's the It's just gonna be a bunch of sycophants and influencers, and it's gonna be weird. But I think we'll have fun. Welcome to the Crunch, the only podcast that has to record at 2x speed. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. Yeah, we're going to record this super fast, and then you guys have to slow it down.
And then you have to slow it down. You can use the 0.25 speed, finally, for some reason, on the Spotify podcast player. Who in their right minds slows down? Because then they're talking like this, and it's even more infuriating than listening to it at 1x speed.
My Spotify must have accidentally kicked it, slipped a little bit, and it went to 0.9, yeah. And that was like uncanny valley. Like, wasn't enough.
That is weird.
It wasn't enough.
It's like when you're drunk.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, this guy's talking really slow. I was looking to speed this up, but it wasn't. It was his fault, not mine.
Yeah. My name's Ethan. This is Patrick. We do a comedy podcast for Catholics because we think more people should have regular, normal, fun conversations about Catholicism and just their lives in general. And everyone is weird, and they need to stop being weird now. And we need to pause to get rid of that. Call in the stylist.
What's happening? Can
we get hair and makeup in
here?
First
of all,
please?
How did that happen? How do I get that to happen with a lot of it, like all the time? Because that kind of looked sick. You know,
you want to have like an emo.
Yeah, I want to have like a little strand. For those of you on the audio. First of all, audio listeners, I love you. I had a little strand of hair coming down, and it looked like I had done it on purpose, but I did not. Anyway, yes, welcome to The Crunch. I'm Patrick, and that's Ethan. We are not recording at our normal time, and so...
We're not recording at our normal time. We're in kind of a crunch, if you will, four times.
That's the name of the podcast.
Here's the problem with recording a podcast, is that sometimes your kid takes an hour and a half to put to sleep, and your wife is pregnant... And you just can't record the podcast at your normal recording time. So you have to record it the following morning, and you have to record two episodes because your audience needs slop. Because you just need more slop in the bucket for your ears.
I pray for you guys all the time because I know how hard it must be. I don't know how hard it is. Leo is we got so lucky. We're not going to get lucky with this next one.
No, I think it's just it's probably something with me. I probably gave my kid fluoride or something too early.
Ow.
And I put red dye. I shouldn't have put red dye in his formula.
Yeah,
you know, when he was young.
Putting red 40 in his.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that the Kool-Aid man was our friend.
Have you seen that video? That's wrong. Like, have you seen that video? That's two frat guys sit down, like, two vodka Red Bulls, please. And the bartender goes, "How about 1 million beers?" And they go, "Yeah, we'll have 1 million beers instead."
That's a funny video. I like that.
It's like, yeah. I'm sorry. You should. Why are you ordering a vodka Red Bull? It said you should get 1 million beers.
Yes. Can I talk about something that you'll understand?
Yeah, sure. About how we're gonna be at the Eucharistic Congress next week.
I don't care about that. We'll talk about that later. Last night we have some friends staying with us for a wedding this weekend, and they're very good friends of ours. They used to live here, but now they live in Colorado, and so it's good to have them visit. And they're friends with us, and they're friends with our neighbors. And we were all kind of hanging out and talking last night, and the conversation came up at one point. Me and Emma and our neighbors Chet and Ray were all hanging out, and Ray asked me. She said, "Ethan, besides you, obviously, who do you think is the funniest between the four of us?" Which was three remaining people. Which is such
thing.
A trap because because none of them. So I said,
"You're all tied."
So I'm a day one, right? So I'm like, obviously Emma's first place,
obviously,
because I ride or die for my wife. And then I said probably, then Chet, and then I said Ray, and
ooh,
she's like, "That's fair."
Sucks.
She doesn't care, right? And then it came back up last night about how that conversation went. She goes, "Yeah." I was like, "What did I say?" She goes, "Yeah, you said that I was last place." And I was like, "Well, what do you want me to say?" She said, she looked me in the eyes and said, "I just think you're surrounded by a bunch of unfunny people, and that's really hard for you." And I was like, "You're right." Like, I don't think I've ever heard something more true about myself, is that the hardest part of my life, including the sleeping, working, paying off my ungodly mortgage rate, all of that is superseded by the fact that I am a funny guy surrounded by a bunch of unfunny people.
It is hard.
And there's no one that will go down. Sometimes you're like, "Oh, I'm going to go down this little comedy side path." Like, we're all in the main path here. We're all walking towards the grocery store. "Oh, I found a little, let's go down here. Let's go into the forest and see what we can wrestle up." Nobody comes with me down the comedy path.
No.
And so I'm just alone in a forest,
dying,
and everybody else is like, "Oh, we got chips." It sucks. Do you have this?
I don't, because it's not that I'm not surrounded by funny people. It's that I'm not that funny. And so
that's not true. You are a funny person.
I am usually not like, "Oh, wow, no one else is being funny. This sucks." I will say,
when you say it like that, you make me sound like a psychopath.
No, I think my thing is like, I'm used to it. And like, I am just, I rest in the, I'm the one who gets to cook. Like, my in-laws are over. And I was just like, I came home and I was like tired. Yeah. And then like 2 minutes in, I was like, I did a bit that I did on the podcast about how I think that we should either never try presidents for their crimes, like presidents get immunity for life, or we should try every president for their crimes,
all of them,
including the dead ones. We should dig them up and then put them on trial. They
thought kind of like Mormon justice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how the Mormons baptize the dead?
Oh, yes. Okay, I thought you were trying to do like a Texas justice thing. It's like, Utah justice.
No, Mormon justice, when they put the old, the dead on trial for not, you know, dancing to TikTok trends and drinking soda.
Sure, you're tried for multiple crimes, and you also get to have multiple
You lives. Lose your planet if you're found guilty.
But yes, so I had that bit going. That one was great. Doing a bunch of I was having a great time. I'm like, I'm okay with being the only funny guy in the room, because then I get to be the center of attention. I don't think you like to be the center of attention.
I think I do. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
I don't know. I don't mind being the center of attention if it's right and just, but sure. I feel uncomfortable when it's too much with the attention.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I want to spread it around, which is why it's nice doing this podcast with you mm-hmm. because it's fun for me to set you up to knock him out of the park.
And I love to knock it out of the park. Oh yeah.
And you do knock it out of the park so often. At least 2 or 3 times out of 10. And so it's good to be with you.
It's major league.
I know. That's true. 30%. Not bad.
Not bad.
But is that wrong of me? Is that wrong of me to be like, I'm the only funny person here and all the rest of you are not funny? Sometimes it just means that I'm bored at social gatherings.
I think you just need to play off people. You know?
I try, but they're all like, oh, have you seen the new AI chatbot that came out? I hear it's got features that certainly threaten not only our democracy but also our workforce.
We went into like the Trump Biden debate in a conversation last night, and I was like,
yeah,
I need to turn this into a bit. No, I didn't do my Trump impression. Yeah. I don't have a good one.
Okay, that's kind
like,
of a,
you guys
that's
should
an
hear,
easy one to
you guys should hear
to get out of those.
Impression.
Yeah.
You know, I do think. Have you ever seen me and Teresa Bova hang out together? Phoebe would hate it because we would
probably.
Just...
I think I did once because I hung out in the dorms with you and Teresa and Phoebe that one time.
Yeah,
when we were. It was a room with pillows. That's all I remember.
Yes, it was the.
It was dark.
It was the. it was a common room. Yeah,
it was a dark room. And there were pillows and there were beads hanging from the ceiling and there. And there was a lava lamp and some very interesting music being played.
And some kind of funny smelling smoke kind that made me feel weird.
Funny smell. And so, yeah, people kept offering me lotion. And I was like,
I don't want lotion.
Why are you doing that?
I don't want lotion. It's weird. but no, there are these common rooms in Franciscan. Because in Franciscan, you can't hang out in the dorm room. You can't hang out in the dorm, like the room, the bedroom of the opposite gender. So you go in the common rooms. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
because of segs
and the what's it called? Oh yeah, Teresa and I would hang out, and we would just have these inside jokes. And because we had so much context, we would be able to make jokes without saying them out loud. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
So we would kind of
we
would kind of like go. We would go 4 or 5 or 10 steps beyond what everyone else in the room. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with having too many funny people in the room. Is it's not fun for the not funny people.
That's true.
Because you and me are like, we have so much context. If you and I are sitting down and we're making jokes, and I don't even need to like, I don't even tell you, just like, oh, the 7 things, you know, like, oh, we make a joke about the 7 things, and then I know what that is, and you know what that is, but the audience doesn't, and they're like, oh, that's not funny. And so that's the problem with this podcast sometimes, I think, is that we don't give enough context for the jokes we're making.
We need to be more. I saw something.
Speaking of the 7 things,
the other day.
I do want to do this bit.
Oh, sure. Let's go ahead.
The
pull
Catholic
out your notes
talk
app.
Show. The Catholic Talk Show is doing. I'm so sorry that I was bothering you. The Catholic Talk Show.
You
is,
were.
This is the problem with being able to text on the Mac. Is I can type really fast. And so
Patrick just thinks of your texting style. We need to have a discussion about it because.
I'm sorry.
Because you'll text me things. For example, the other day, we need business cards for the Congress.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that sounds like.
So then I just responded, okay. Like, it's not. I agree. Do you want me to make the business cards? Do you need anything from me? Like, are you. It's just. You just give me. And then the other time, you were like. I learned that my subscription is cheaper. Like, you just say the thing that is on your mind to me because it's there.
It's there. It's right in my head.
And that's fine. I love you and I love talking to you. So this doesn't bother me in like a deep sense.
Good.
But for a surface level, and I'm like, just like, what are you doing? You know, get out of my inbox. I'm working. Papa's busy.
Oh, man.
And he's
I need a higher threshold for what is I need to tell Ethan about this.
you actually everyone in my life needs a higher threshold for the things that they tell me. Emma will be like, I found this chair that I'm never gonna buy. What do you think?
Oh man. So
go through your thing.
The Catholic Talk Show is doing a podcast at the Eucharistic Congress. They're doing a podcast called The Seven Things You Didn't Know About the Eucharist. Okay.
Yes.
Because they have these like BuzzFeed-esque like number titles for their podcast. For each one that I get right, I am going to take a shot.
You have to take a shot at the pillar party on Thursday night.
Yes.
So if you get all seven right, you get to throw up on JD.
I don't think we're going to the pillar party, but
we're not.
Yeah.
Are we going to a different?
We're going to the other party. Yeah. So the seven things I think
there's an other cooler party that we get to go to.
I already texted you four of these, but I came up with the other five. So here are the seven things I think this is the seven things, and if I'm right, I get a prize. They're going to do the source and they're just going to say one of the things is going to be the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. That's going to be the first thing they say. And then they're also going to say body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's going to be two of the seven things. I guarantee it. Third, they're going to talk about one of the Eucharistic miracles. Probably the one that I'm betting is the one where the priest doubted and it turned into Jesus. Number four, is Blessed Carlo Acutis's website. They're going to talk about that. Five is going to be that Thomas Aquinas consecrating the Eucharist on Holy Saturday. That's a Thomas Aquinas thing. They're probably going to mention that. I won't go into it. Six, Eucharist in space. Obvious. And then seven is that the Mass has been said on every continent, including Antarctica. Those are the seven things that are my prediction. And if I'm right, you have to become a patron at patreon.com/thecrunch.
If you go seven for seven, I will... I'll do something... Either at the, if we go seven for seven and Mark Wahlberg is at the party that we're going to, then I will run up on him and get myself arrested by his security.
I will shake his hand and be like, I loved you in that movie with Kevin Hart where you showed your ass. That's what
I loved
say.
You in Ted. I loved you in Ted 2. I loved you as the executive producer of Ted, the TV show. I loved you.
I loved you.
If he's actually there, it'll be so hard for me. If you go seven for seven, I'll be like, a lot of blood in that cockpit, huh? Be like, thank you. Be like, thank you, Mark, for stopping 9/11.
This is the alternate. No, you should go up and say thank you for, I loved you in Ted. I loved you in Ted too. I loved you as executive producer of Ted, the TV show. And I will say, I loved you in Blue Bloods.
Nice.
Because
he wasn't in Blue Bloods.
He was his brother.
Yeah. I loved you in Ocean's 11. I loved you in Ocean's 12. I loved you in Ocean's 13.
He wasn't in those, was he?
No, he wasn't. Matt Damon was.
You should confuse him with Matt Damon. That'd be funny.
Yeah. I didn't know you were Catholic. Jason Bourne is Catholic. That's awesome. That's so cool. He probably gets that all the time. I was actually legitimately thinking about this the other day. Like, there's no bit you can run on a celebrity that hasn't been run on them already.
Yeah, it's not.
Because they have so many interactions with people that it's impossible to get them with anything. So it's like, I saw this video the other day of people, this guy who draws celebrities, and he was handing them to people like Post Malone and Ed Sheeran and, you know, all these people. And those guys were like, nice. They're like, oh, thank you. This is awesome. Like, they were really, because it was a pretty good drawing, you know? Mm-hmm. And he hands it to Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro just goes, thank you. And it just like moves on. And it's like, do you know how many people have drawn Robert De Niro and handed him a picture of himself?
He's like, so famous, and he's been so famous for so long.
For so long.
Yeah.
It's like, this. I feel the same about Mark Wahlberg. And especially with the Catholic thing, there's probably nothing that I could say other than maybe like, I doubt anyone's going to bring up the 9/11 blood in the cockpit thing.
I bet people have. Are you kidding me?
At the Eucharistic Congress?
Oh, at the Eucharistic Congress.
Yeah.
Can you say like, hey, if you had been on that plane, would you have stopped Traditionis Custode? No one's probably said that.
What would you do if you were locked in a room with Mario Rupnik? How would you take care of him?
How would you take care of him? A lot of blood in that cockpit.
Do you think he was, do you think I should be like, do you know Jeremy Fragrance? Have you seen this video of Jeremy Fragrance?
That's probably something he's never been asked. Hey, do you know Jeremy Fragrance? Oh,
you know
brother.
Jeremy Fragrance? He did this video about, I like to do it. I don't know.
You say, all you say when you meet a celebrity is, it's nice to meet you. I'm Patrick. That's what you just say.
It's nice to meet you. Have you seen Dracula Flow 5? Do you want to come to my hotel room and watch it with me on the TV?
I'm throwing a party later. Can I tell everyone you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Hi, Mark Wahlberg. The Zaza got me connecting the dots.
They be calling me.
I don't think we can do that. He's probably short in real life. He's probably only like 5'2".
He's probably only 5'2". I think it would be really cool to meet Mark Wahlberg. I think that I would be happy to meet Mark Wahlberg, and then I would be one degree closer to meeting Donnie Wahlberg, the person that I really want to meet.
That you really want to meet.
I really want to meet Donnie Wahlberg.
If I meet Mark Wahlberg, my parents love your restaurant is probably what I would say, genuinely.
Yeah, I bet. Do they really love Wahlburgers?
They talk about it more than once a quarter, which to me is like
That would be a good thing to say. Like, my parents talk about that. That's how I introduced myself to Patricia Heaton through the DMs. I was like, my mom would want me to tell you
about your restaurant.
My mom would want me to tell you that her in-laws are Frank and Marie Barum. That's what my mom would want me to tell you if I told her that I met you. So I'm going to tell her that, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, good luck."
I don't know what that means.
From Everybody Loves Raymond,
from a fictional show.
Yes.
Oh yes.
My grandma and my grandpa when they were younger were the grandparents from Everybody Loves Raymond. Really? They my grandma's mellowed out, obviously, and my grandfather has since passed, but he was kind of mellowed out when they were younger, and like they were coming over doing pushing boundaries with us, you know. It's like very, and so my mom always felt a kinship with Patricia Heaton. I was like, Patricia Heaton, sure, you're kind of like my mom
in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
we could go up to Mark Wahlberg and be like, Deborah.
I loved you and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Players just bothering Mark Wahlberg. I don't think he's going to show up to the party that we've potentially been invited to. I don't know.
We haven't even been invited to it yet.
We haven't been invited. Katie Ruby said that we are invited, which typically means that it's going to happen.
Yes. But
we'll see. There's like an exclusive influencer party. It's like I've been calling it something privately that I can't call it publicly that I'll have to tell you off the pod.
Okay. Ryan, cut this out.
I want to say, Ryan, bleep it. Ryan, bleep it. I've been calling it the...
I wish you hadn't told me that.
Hey, you ready to go to the party with me? It's the... It's just going to be a bunch of sycophants and influencers, and it's going to be weird, but I think we'll have fun.
We need to go to it together and just kind of stick together.
We'll stick together, and I think my dream...
Go ahead.
I'm going to make the most of whatever party we find ourselves at. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make connections. I want to embarrass myself. I want to make a name for us using my wit and my vim.
We got to dress is what we got to do. We gotta bring the heat. I'm wearing my jacket.
What does that mean?
I'm bringing the jacket.
Oh, you're wearing your jacket?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't planning on wearing business clothing. Should I be wearing business clothing? I was going to wear this, probably, what I'm wearing right now.
Okay.
I had the shorts on.
I'm going to bring business casual. I'm going to bring business casual just in case.
In case of what? There's an emergency lunch and learn that you have to go to?
No, I think people are gonna show up business casual for these. I think people are gonna show up at least like somewhat fancy for these evening parties.
The evening parties is a different look. It's so easy to be a woman, because when you're a lady and it's an evening party, you can strike that balance of like, I'm dressing up, but it's not business clothes. With a guy, it's either like, I'm gonna wear a polo. It's like polo and shorts, polo and pants, button down shirt and shorts, button down shirt and pants, and then button down shirt and pants with jacket are your options.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
guess wrong, you look like an idiot.
You look so stupid.
Yeah.
Because if everyone else is doing polo shirt and shorts and you're in shoes, I couldn't say.
Suit. suit and tie.
I just had a malfunction. Whoa. That must be what Alzheimer's feels like, what I just went through. I just got like a small... I just could not... have my first Joe Biden moment.
Oh, poor guy.
If you're wearing suit, shirt, and pants, and everyone else is polo and shorts, it's over for you. You might as well just go home.
Did you see that video of Joe Biden accidentally calling Zelensky President Putin?
Putin, yeah.
That
and
rocks.
Calling Harris Vice President Trump. Did you see that?
Oh, you got it. He just needs to sit on a porch.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump if I didn't think she could be vice president. But I don't think she can be president. Is what he said. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, they you know what they did? They took him off the drip. They took him off the drugs.
They did.
They stopped.
They did. They revoked money. Because of your suboptimal performance at the debate, we've put you on a PIP. And we're taking away your supply of drugs.
Gosh.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
I just got out of a cold shower, and boy, are my arms tired.
I just got out of prison. And I need something to get my spiritual life back on track.
Speaking of prison, thank you to Exodus 90 for sponsoring this episode of our podcast. If you've done Exodus 90, you might have felt like you were in a prison of not being able to watch television. But Exodus 90 is more than sacrifices and cold showers and asceticism.
Yes.
Exodus 90 has an app of reflection and prayer for you to use throughout the year.
Yes.
That you might not be aware of. It's at exodus90.com/thecrunch. Say that first, but then you can talk.
No, exodus90.com/thecrunch is the place to go. Instead of being, you know, in jail, not having snacks because I didn't have enough money in my commissary, I am now not eating snacks because of Exodus 90. Exodus90.com/crunch is the place to be. And this month, they're doing a special course in anticipation of the National Eucharistic Congress, special course on the Eucharist that you can get. If you go to exodus90.com/crunch, you get 14-day free trial. And you can go deeper as we as a nation prepare for the National Eucharistic Congress. It's a big ticket item, but Exodus 90 has got some really, really great stuff on there about the Eucharist that you're going to want to see. Exodus90.com/thecrunch for the 14-day trial. Patrick, you've been liking what they've been doing.
I've been liking what they've put out. I knew about this app a while ago before they sponsored the podcast. I used it when I did Exodus 90, and I can highly recommend it. So Exodus90.com/thecrunch, 14-day free trial. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Do it now, or else my prison sentence was in vain. Patrick, you're always talking about how you're reading books.
I'm protesting. I'm not reading books anymore.
You're not reading books anymore?
No, you need to convince me to read a book. I don't want to read books anymore.
I need to convince my friends to read a book.
I don't want to read books anymore. I want to watch television and sit on the couch.
I'm going to use pathos here and appeal to your emotions because you're my friend. Yes. Today, I started reading Alec Mauley's Out of Sons, a wonderful fictional tale about two brothers that go on a journey to rekindle some love, maybe have an adventure, maybe find out what brotherhood is actually about. I was reading it, first of all, because the author's a friend of mine. He sponsors the show. But then as I got about 20 pages into it, I was like, hold on a minute. My guy, who's a friend of mine from college, actually wrote a pretty compelling book.
Dang.
I know. I was like, shoot, this is good. He gets a lot of stuff right about what it's like to be a guy, about what it's like to be growing up in a world where a desk job feels like the only choice, or if you're not doing that, then you're basically working as a lawn care person for the rest of your life. Like these two young men that are just wrestling with, like, how do I live my life? How do I not let down my dad? How do I be a good person whenever it's so easy to not be a good person? I really think you'd like the book, and I think you should read it.
Well, I'm convinced. I know I'm doing like a bit, but every time you talk about, for some reason, Alec, the book is not getting to my house. Please send, you're torturing me. I'm hearing about this book, and I'm like, honestly, I'm just going to go buy it. That's actually, I've decided I'm just going to buy it. First of all, I'm telling everyone else to do it, so I should probably do it myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to go buy this book. You should all do it too. Out of Sons by Alec Mauley. It is out on Amazon now. Go check it out.
I read half of the book in one sitting today.
Wow, is that good?
I'm not joking. So everybody, get the book, read it. Out of Sons by Alec Mauley. Get it on Amazon. Link is in the bio. Patrick, you know what I hate?
More than the Cubs?
I do hate the Cubs, but I famously, my number one enemy, I hate big tech. And I don't like how they've gotten their little grubby fingers into every single aspect of digital life. And that's why The Crunch, where our website is now proudly hosted on Patmos. Patmos
exactly
is your island of refuge from big tech, and they provide top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI, GPU services, and they're all backed by a no censorship guarantee. And Patrick, I know you like that because I know you say some crazy stuff, man.
I do see some crazy things. We just recently transferred our web hosting over to Patmos. It was easy. It was seamless. The pricing was competitive. And also, I feel secure that I can post what I want on my website. And all of a sudden, people won't decide, oh, that's bad, and I'm going to cancel this guy. You know,
The reason that they're so good is because they have the best prices, and they own the data center all the way up to the top of the stack. So all the way down to the dirt, they own all the metal between you and your data, where it's stored on a hard drive somewhere. Like, they own all of it. So they can give you the greatest prices, and they can actually guarantee that they're going to provide the service that they say. We actually have a personal representative. Her name's Camilla, and she helps us out. She is someone that we can call if we have any issues. And they don't ever do anything offshore. So anytime we're working with them, we don't have to call and like be on hold or like have it's a call center in another country. It's great. Yeah. They're really, really wonderful people.
So if you want to like build an app or a website, or you want to host your current site, like you already have one, you can reach out to Patmos at patmos.tech. An easy URL to remember, patmos.tech. They help businesses and missions of all sizes achieve their goals in a safe and secure way. Whether you want to build an e-commerce site or a megawatt large language learning model in the Patmos data center, holy cow, Patmos can help you. Tell them The Crunch sent you and get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration. That's patmos.tech, Patmos, freedom as a service.
And I also hear software that if you are a Crunch listener and you tell them that you are out there looking for a job in the data or computer programming world, they can hook you up. So mention our name and maybe we could get you a job. Maybe we can get you 10% off on your next web project or your hosting migration. That's Patmos at patmos.tech. Thank you. Back to the episode.
He's going to be unwell within the year.
He is unwell. I really like the Tim Dillon podcast, mm-hmm. which he's a comedian and he's very explicit. So if you that those things bother you, but and I like him because he was on Tucker Carlson recently, and but he's also like still pretty liberal, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh yeah,
but he's not. But he's not. I don't know. He's not liberal in the same way that like a Mark Normand is liberal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if how much you know about comedians and their stances on things, but like he sees he's more critical of like class issues, which I really like. Like he's very he's like the problem with this country is that there are rich women who fund things that they don't understand. And they do it because they want to have enough wine at their next party and they want to keep the pool running. And like those are the swing voters in our country. They don't know anything. And like he gets very upset about these things mm-hmm. because he's more angry about incompetent people having power than he is about left or right, which is great. But he was talking about the Biden family and about how he knows people who live in the Hamptons and like go to the fundraisers, you know, for the Biden family. And so he's hearing firsthand like what's happening at the Biden fundraisers. And it's just like a bunch of sweaty billionaires like listening to Jill like try to hype him up. And they're like, we don't really have another option. And they all really want him to step down, but he's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Biden family, like if Joe steps down, that's it for the Biden family. You know, like that's the end of their political legacy. And it ends in like a burning trash pile of like the president who couldn't make it through his first term. You know, it's like
the president who got too old.
Right.
Yeah.
In terms of like comparing your family to or, you know, because he's been in politics for so long, you know, and he's wanted to be the president for so long. And so I think it just is like it's a brain break moment for them. Like their whole identity is wrapped up in our dad is the president. My husband is the president. Mm-hmm. My brother is the president, whatever. So if that were to go away, they just,
like, he didn't even finish. Yeah. He's not going to.
Right. I don't think they could handle it, but everybody wants them down. Everybody mm-hmm. wants something else, but they've put in so much money that they're like, can we get it back?
Yeah.
You know, like, if you step down, do we get our money back from the campaign?
That's why I think they want Kamala to run, because then they can redirect the funds to her. Because I'm pretty sure that's how campaigns work. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's so many. I mean, I don't think anything matters when you're a billionaire and you're giving money to politicians.
No.
Like, what are they going to do? Prosecute you? No, probably not. Anyway, I recommend listening to it's a very insightful and funny podcast episode, the most recent. It's probably by the time this comes out, it's maybe two Tim Dillon show episodes ago, but mm-hmm. he's got some good insider info on the conversations that are happening amongst high ranking Democratic elites. And it's about as bad as you'd expect.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to go to high ranking Catholic parties this week, where instead of billions of dollars, people are passing thousands of dollars, big high rollers giving $2,000 donations to EWTN.
I mean, I think people give more than that.
I know they do.
To EWTN, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
There's a lot of money that rolls around at these things.
Oh yeah.
I think if you find yourself in the correct room, you will be in the seven figure check writer room. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we have access to that room.
I don't. I feel like we could stumble our way into there if we're dressed well.
If we're dressed well and if we're hanging out with the right people, mm-hmm. aka Katie Ruvalcaba.
Yes. And I think that I'm a very good networker. That is something that I'm good at. It's something that I'm good at. Mm-hmm. And it's it is usually hard to network in a room full of sycophantic types. This is why I don't go to Chamber of Commerce events.
I've been to one of those. It was miserable.
Yeah, they're tough, and it's because everyone has their groups and they're just kind of hanging out with their group. Mm-hmm. And you can't really
I hate when people hand you a business card before you've talked to them.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah,
it's miserable. Like, you walk up, you're like, hi, and they're like, let me get you a card real quick, and I'm like, I don't even know who you are or what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me your name before you start don't hand me things. Goodness,
that's like a
class. I don't know if you have a gun in there. It's just, you're making me uneasy.
It's a rookie mistake. Yeah,
I don't like it. It is a rookie mistake.
But yeah, I do love networking. I'm excited to do a lot of that this week. I think we need to bring merchandise.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to source that.
We need to print stickers. We need to print stickers and then set up our Square so that we have a payment processor. But you can take payments via tap now. You just tap your card on the phone. Oh yeah.
Nice. That's easy. I didn't know you could do that.
I think so. I think you have, maybe you have to get a Square thing. I don't know.
Oh. Either way, I think it'll be good to be at the Congress. I do think that Katie Ruvie is the EWTN golden boy at the moment. Mm. So if we're with her, we might get a ticket in to many, many places. And John, obviously, John's just the type of guy that, John is like you, but like bigger, you know? And so, which means he can get more because he's like a more imposing physically. People underestimate this. I feel sometimes like I feel like I'm pretty good. I'm just as good at networking as you, and I can talk to people and all these things. But I feel like because I'm a smaller guy, that I don't make it as far.
You're also not as loud
as some other people. Yeah,
you're not as loud.
Should I be more loud?
My friends were once hanging out in like a store, and they knew they heard the door open, and they just knew I had entered the store.
Knew you were there
because I
you have your own WWE entrance.
It's just tiptoe through the tulips. It's kind of creepy.
Oh no, that is creepy.
I have a walk-up song. What would you, if you were an MLB player, what would be your walk-on song?
Tarzan Boy by Baltimore.
I would.
I'd knock that ball out of the park.
What would I do? What would my walk-up song be? I don't even know.
You don't know? It probably would be something by Taylor Swift. If we're being honest,
incorrect. Yes, it would be Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift.
It would be my walk up song would be the Miss Rachel Phonics song.
my walk up song would be
12 hours Brown Noise.
More no moles. Ads. More moles by Caspar Baby Pants.
Oh no.
You on that Caspar Baby Pants grind?
We're not on Caspar Baby Pants, and I don't know if you should be either.
Honestly, Caspar, he is funny. It's like
he's funny.
He's funny.
Is he like a baby comedian?
Yeah, he's like a little baby comedian. Yeah,
dude, what a great job.
Leo loves his songs, and he does little like these silly songs about like, you know, like bananas, singing a song about how they can be turned into banana bread. Please don't throw us away. We're still, it's cute, you know.
That's like an existential.
And like a hit. Yeah. Phoebe loves it because it's like, we're not pretty, but we're not dead. We could be banana bread. It's cute. It's fun.
That is cute.
Yeah.
Huh. Songs for parents, but also for children.
Yeah. I'm not pretty, but I'm not dead. So.
Joe Biden.
He is dead. He might as well.
We should bake Joe Biden into a loaf of banana bread. And I'm saying that as a joke for the FBI listening to this. I do not want. Did you know it's illegal to say that you want to or are going to unalive the president of the United States?
Well, I mean, yeah, that sounds fair.
It's like a federal crime to say it. I don't know if it's a federal crime to say I'm going to bake Joe Biden into a loaf of bread, but I'm banking on the fact that it's not.
Joe Biden is so old that if he was a banana, he could not be banana bread.
Yeah.
He's that old.
Oh, he's just like a brown, wrinkly.
Mm-hmm. You could not turn him into banana bread.
Not even if you froze him.
No, not even if you froze him. Not at all.
You ever see those bananas in the freezer that have been in there for a long time? You're like, Mom, are you ever going to make banana bread with this? And she's like, oh, yeah. But those bananas have been in there since 2003. She's not making banana bread.
Throw the bananas away. I've never put bananas in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I should.
My mom would do that. She would buy bananas. Nobody would eat them because they're stringy and weird and a disgusting fruit for apes. And they would get brown on the counter, and she would pop them in the freezer. And we just had like a whole banana section in the freezer.
Because she's like, I'm going to make banana bread.
She's like, I'm going to make banana bread. And then it would.
No, you got to just make the banana bread. It takes like very, it's not, doesn't take very long. You just got to do it. And you got to put dark chocolate chips in there. It's hot. It's great. You don't put chocolate chips in banana bread?
I would never ruin banana bread by putting chocolate chips in it.
Yeah, chocolate, famously something that ruins bananas.
It does ruin banana bread.
How so? I will say. This is ridiculous.
It makes it taste worse.
How does it make it taste worse? It's chocolate.
It's my new song called "It's Make It." Let's make it taste worse.
It's chocolate.
It's chocolate, but it's unnecessary chocolate.
How is it unnecessary?
It doesn't belong there. Let me have my fruit bread in peace, chocolate. You have your time. Go be in a cookie.
You just want bread?
Yes.
It's a dessert.
Banana bread.
It's a dessert.
No. You're smoking weed. You're smoking weed. Banana bread is for breakfast.
This is strange. I've always had chocolate.
Sound off in the comments. Sound off in the comments below. Is banana bread a dessert that needs chocolate or a breakfast food that is fine to eat without chocolate?
It is certainly not a breakfast food. But also, you could have chocolate
Dude,
in a breakfast food.
You've never had... I know you can, but...
I've had banana bread at Bob
Evans
banana
bread
at breakfast,
breakfast,
I guess. Yeah. No, I usually eat the biscuits at breakfast. I usually have the banana bread at lunchtime and the dinner rolls at dinner when I eat a Bob Evans three times a day, which sometimes happens.
Yeah.
Not recently.
We should probably do a Catholic thing here on our
Right.
Are you excited about the Eucharistic Congress? What do you think?
I am excited about
gonna,
the Eucharistic
outside
Congress.
Outside of like the networking things and like the party stuff that we're going to do, like what's do you have any like spiritual goals?
I have no spiritual goals for the conference. I don't really I'm excited. I was like, "You know what? Ethan and I we should go to an evening session together. It's been a long time."
Sure.
You know?
We hold hands.
Yeah, we should
cry
go to
a little
it's been
bit.
You and I have not prayed together in a very long time, I think. Outside of like going to mass and sitting next to one another. And so I think we should do an evening session together. I think that'd be good. I'm excited. I saw the line. I mean, it's going to be like 40,000 people, right?
That's what they're saying.
They said it was going to be 80, but that didn't happen.
No, I think they realized how difficult it is to get 80,000 people in one place.
Yeah,
for $1,000 a week plus hotel.
Yeah.
The middle class is shrinking.
We kind of lucked
out. we did luck out. I just a woman texted me today and she's like, "How many day passes do you need for the Congress?" And I was like, "2." And she's like, "Oh, okay, I'll just get those for you and Patrick." And I was like, "Great." I didn't know who she was.
That was Alyssa.
She's texting me like, "Yeah. Like what days do you need?" And I was like, "I need these days. Patrick needs these days." She's like, "Got it." I'm like, "Cool.
Yeah.
Please don't send me a bill. If you do, I'll lose it."
Yeah. I got Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It's interesting. I agree with you. It's hard for me to get, I think I'm more excited about the opportunity to maybe just have more time to go to adoration than I did at other conferences, because at other conferences I was like networking, you know, we're trying to make money for the podcast. We're not really trying to make money for the podcast at this event, you know, like we're going to see our friends, we're going to podcast. But I also think it's like, I don't know, we don't have to stress as much about having those business related conversations other than, you know, I've got a new job and I'll probably talk to some people about my new job that I have, but it's nice to have that pressure off my shoulders.
Yeah.
So then I can just go and like, if I want to go pray for 30 minutes, I can, you know, which will be nice. I don't know. The evening session thing is hard for me because I've been in big room adoration so many times that I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I like small room adoration.
Yeah. I'm always done both. Like even when I was in high school,
I just don't like the singing.
Oh, you don't like the singing?
Stop singing. No, just like let me. I don't want to sing modern praise song number 13. I want to be in silence with our Lord.
I kind of.
And it's fine. The singing's fine. I'm not like a trad hater. Yeah, that's. I get it. It's just never been a big. I've always preferred the quiet time.
Well, the thing that I've noticed over time with these like evening sessions, Saturday night Steubenville style thing. Is that they've started, it used to never be this way. There was never silence. But they're starting to work in, I've noticed a trend of like people having more and more silence in adoration. And like, I think it's psychological. When I was doing meditative prayer with middle schoolers, I had instrumental music on the whole time because that little monkey part of their brain was like occupied while they were praying, you know? And yes. So like with adults, I think it's like the meditative music that starts it off kind of gets you in the zone. And then you're like, okay, I'm here. I'm in a different place. And the silence happens and you don't even notice that the music stopped. You're just like completely meditating. And it's very good. A very good way to do it.
People I know this because I'm like, finally.
For people who have never done silent prayer and adoration before, or who don't do it often, it is so important. But like you need to do regular silent meditative prayer. You need to do it on the reg. Like you gotta. But anyway, that's everyone knows that.
Yes.
Or at least they should.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We all should pray every day in silence and not do that.
Yes, I agree.
Like what I do, which is sometimes not do that.
Oh, sure.
In fact, oftentimes not do that.
Oh, man.
I've
been on a kick. I've been on a 5 a.m. kick.
Pray hard. Pray hard early. Only time to pray is early. Sleep need up? No. Is problem.
It is.
That's where I'm at.
It is real, though. The only, like, you got to pray in the morning. That's when it happens. There's,
mm-hmm.
You gotta pray in the morning.
What is it in the morning when I rise? Give me Jesus.
It is let my morning prayer rise to you, like, or offer God your first fruits. That's from the Psalm.
Give me Jesus.
My brother Nick texted me. My brother Nick texted me earlier today.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said, Table of Plenty is the boomer version of Oh Come to the Altar, Change My Mind. And I was like, I don't want to.
Right.
You're just right.
Based Nick.
Yes. Oh Come to the Altar is going to be Table of Plenty in 30 years. And we're going to be like, when was the last time I was talking to my friend who's a music director or does music for our church. He was the music director formerly. I was like, why do we still play that stuff? And he's like, dude, if we don't, people ask for it. If we don't play Table of Plenty, people are like, why haven't we sung Table of Plenty? Why haven't we sung On Eagle's Wings recently? It's like, I'm like that. Who is that? I don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
I haven't met them.
But do you think back in the day they were like, Be Thou My Vision is the new Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent?
Yeah, right.
Like, probably. Do you think they were doing that back
maybe,
in the day?
Maybe they were. I do. Like, there are, you can see it in the documents about liturgical music from like one of the Piuses. They're like, the organ is a profane instrument and polyphony.
No, I don't think he said that.
Polyphony is awful. No, there's documents that are like,
I think that,
or no,
that the
piano,
one thing
piano,
that,
piano.
That he, yeah, piano's profane. Organ is the thing that's nice because it most closely replicates
the human voice.
Choir,
but
human
at,
voice.
At,
yeah.
There was a point where the organ was considered a profane instrument. It wasn't. It wasn't recent enough.
It's profane. It's profane when they hit the wheezy too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like turn down the air on that thing, because sometimes it's just too much with the organ.
It's too much,
know?
With the organ.
And the guy's up there going all Vladimir on his ass, and it's like, we don't need a Transylvanian intro song. That's how it sounds sometimes.
I do love me some good organ. It's also just, it's, you also don't have to worry about having this whole freaking volunteer choir and volunteer band. It's just a more convenient thing for a parish to have a guy on payroll who can play the organ, and then he just shows up at everything and you're like, this is good. You know,
yeah,
make some money from weddings. I don't know. Anyway, I'm excited about praying more. I realized how long we're gonna be there. Like,
you'll be
Wednesday
there for a long
morning.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't get there till Wednesday. I don't land in Indy until like Thursday at 12:30 or something.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'll be there probably 2 o'clock to whatever time on Saturday. But so I won't really be around too much Thursday, Friday. I don't know. It'll be weird because we got to record this podcast that we do in addition to the podcast that we're doing there.
Are we staying in the same room again?
No, we have different rooms.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't want to touch you in bed anymore, man.
I don't want to cuddle up.
Usually they're like, oh, Ethan and Patrick, you guys can just be in the same room. And then Patrick snores so loud and he throws his arm over my chest and he's like, please come closer to me. As my wife comes in and brings me coffee. Hi, buddy.
Oh, do we have a Peter?
Do you want to say hi on the podcast?
Sighting?
We have a Peter appearance. We're at the end of the show, so it's safe. You want to say hello?
Hi.
Okay, you want to go with Mama? No, you want to say with Dada? You say bye-bye to Mr. Patrick. Say bye-bye.
Bye, Peter.
You just want to read the book. Okay, go with Mama. He said bye-bye, Patrick.
Aw, bye, Peter. Man.
Ryan, edit out my son's face. I don't want anyone online knowing what he looks like.
He looks like Ethan plus Emma. So.
I would hope so. Yes. Anyway, I'm excited. It's gonna be really good. I'm nervous because every time we do a podcast live in person, I feel like I don't know what to say.
Our podcast in person always hit.
Yeah, but this time there's only gonna be like three people in the crowd.
It's
so.
Not true.
It is true.
We've drawn a crowd.
I'd rather be excited than disappointed.
We've drawn a crowd at a conference that was a quarter of this size.
I could draw a crowd. Just give me a pen, a piece of paper. I'll show you what I can
do. Also, the podcast stage is in the main convention hall.
Oh, it is?
It's in the
I thought we were in like a conference room off to the side.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares?
I wouldn't be surprised if they put us in like some small ballroom. Like,
but it's a podcast stage. We're the last podcast of the week. Did you know that?
So we got to close it out. We should have them play Tarzan Boy by Baltimora as our walk.
We're the last podcast of the week, which means that like people are going to hear about the podcast stage and they're going to see the sign and everybody else's podcast be like, oh, the Crunch is here. That's cool. Like I've heard of them from my mom.
Yeah.
My grandma, you know, she listens. And so they're going to see it and they're going to come and then we're going to have a great time. And then we're going to sell stickers. That's the plan.
It sounds suspiciously like a scheme to buy a boat.
No, it's not a scheme to buy a boat. It's a scheme to earn back the money that we spent on the hotel room for the extra night for me.
We can do that. That's easy. I'm going to make a vlog of you this week. I'm just going to record all of your most embarrassing moments. And I'm going to post it on our YouTube channel.
Ethan said the most flattering thing that's ever been said about me. He was like, you go on these little side quests that no one else has ever gone on before. Yeah.
Because you always frame it as if like the world has done you some great injustice. Uh-huh. And I'm like, Patrick, that's just because most people don't do that.
Yeah.
Like the most people have not made the mistake that you've made.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
It's fine.
You're like, you go to these conferences and you're like, oh, the freaking, like I thought it'd be easier to have the hotel clerk, like bring my shoes to the shoe shiner and then deliver them up to the room. Right. Because it's like a great deal. It's included with the room, but he lost my shoes. So like, I don't know what
to
do. Like we have to go find my shoes.
Like the stories that I tell are these, like I'm like mad that someone has inconvenienced me. The stories that I tell are the hotel stories that I tell are like the full service hotel story where the bellhop insisted on taking all of my stuff down for me and I was like, I don't want this. And then he was like, tip. And I was like, I didn't want you to do this, you insisted. It was that those are the story, those are the little hijinks that I get into.
I tried to go get a coffee and I got stuck in a half marathon.
That was both of us. That was both of us.
That was both of us. All right, if you want to hear some advice from a guy who's chronically, you know, miserable, and a guy who consistently goes on side quests that no one else goes on. Go head over to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner. It's our podcast we do every Wednesday. We also do a bonus show every week where we talk about some more behind the scenes things and some different, you know, more exclusive content that we think is just for patron ears only. We also, we just love making podcasts. We want you to listen to them. You can access the Dating Corner show for free. It's every Wednesday. And the bonus show is $10 a month on Patreon. That's patreon.com/thecrunch. I would like to thank our sponsors for this month. Out of Suns, the great book by Alec Molly. Exodus 90, go to exodus90.com/thecrunch to see all the good stuff they've got going on there. And Patmos Hosting Services, go to patmos.tech. And they will, I believe that's their email address, right? Patmos.tech?
Yes. Web address, yeah.
So check out Patmos. If that address is wrong, it's correct in the description. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors, and we'd like to thank you for coming to this episode of the Crunch Gather Podcast. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
come find me at the Eucharistic Revival if you want to buy a sticker.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We will be praying for you, and we'll see you all
next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Stock up on everyday essentials at Menards and save big money. We're your one-stop shop for pet food and supplies. Blue Buffalo dog and cat food is made with real meat and natural ingredients that your pets will love. Save big on Blue Buffalo pet food at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save.